This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The CIA has agreed to hand over documents linked to the destruction of videotapes showing harsh interrogations of two terrorist suspects. Senior intelligence officials say the agency could begin releasing the material as early as today. The House Intelligence Committee said it would subpoena CIA officials and attorneys if they didn't voluntarily testify about the tapes and hand over the documents. A federal judge has ordered Justice Department lawyers to his courtroom Friday to determine whether the destruction of the tapes violated a court order to preserve evidence about detainees. The Environmental Protection Agency has blocked California and 16 other states from setting their own limits on carbon dioxide emissions from automobiles. The decision came down yesterday. California was trying to enact its own tailpipe emission standards for cars, trucks, and SUVs. The tailpipe standards California adopted in 2004 would have forced automakers to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 30% in new cars and light trucks by 2016, with the cutbacks beginning in 2009. Under the Clean Air Act, the state needed a federal waiver. That's now been denied. The head of the EPA said the new standards outlined in the energy bill signed by President Bush this week is better than a state-by-state partial approach to curbing emissions. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he will sue to get the EPA's decision overturned. A father and three children disappeared during a Christmas tree cutting trip in California 3 days ago. Yesterday, rescuers found them. They were shivering, but they are alive. Frederick Dominguez and his family had been hiking in Northern California and got lost in the snow-covered woods. After days of searching, a California Highway Patrol helicopter went out for one more look before heavy snow shut down the rescue effort. The crew spotted Dominguez on a small bridge. Here's Sergeant Steve Rowe with the Paradise Police Department.
One of the pilots saw a movement out of the corner of his eye, and what had happened is they heard the helicopter come over, and one of the boys and the father ran outside waving their arm.
The helicopter ferried the family out in two trips, and they were immediately greeted by family and friends. All four were walking, talking, and drinking hot chocolate while being checked out for hypothermia and dehydration. Considering they hadn't had anything to eat in 3 days, doctors said they were in good shape. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
It's a nice ending to that story. It could have been really bad.
Rachel Martin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.